today, and I know that I haven't been on this podcast in a while, but since today is Christmas Eve where I live, I've decided to do a podcast with some facts about Christmas. So without further ado, here are some facts. Santa Claus to deliver presents to every home in the world, he would have to travel at a speed of 4,921,200 miles per hour. For the metric system, that's 7,919,904 kilometers per hour, and there are around 1.6 billion households around the world. It's been calculated that only around 31% of households are actually visited by Santa, which means he has to make about 500 million stops on Christmas Eve. He would have to take about 42 hours to complete his tasks due to international time zones and other things like that. During this time, he has to travel from house to house, depositing gifts, snacking on a cookie or two, and of course remaining completely undetected. For this to be possible, Santa would have to stop at each household for only 300 microseconds, or that's 0.0003 seconds. For 13 years, between 1647 and 1660, Christmas was banned in the UK by Cromwell after the English Civil War. The Christmas tree doesn't have to be thrown away every year. Some parts are edible, including the needles themselves, which are a source of vitamin C. In 2015, the world's first Christmas card commissioned by Sir Henry Cole in 1843 sold for $10,513.84. The hand-colored card picture is a family drinking wine. Our favorite pudding, the Christmas pudding, was initially a soup made with raisins and wine. Edward Johnson invented the first electrical tree lights in 1882. The first Christmas was supposedly held in New York, UK in 521 AD. The Christmas card staple, the Red Robin, was originally a joke mocking postmen who wore red tunics. Those postmen were known as Robins. Many people's favorite carol, Jingle Bells, written in 1857, was actually written for Thanksgiving and was called On Horse Open Sleigh. Santa Claus has worn many colors in his time, including blue, green, white, and red. The red suit came about when Coca-Cola had an advertisement campaign in the 30s. The first Christmas crackers were made in London in 1847 by Tom Smith. The Beatles had Christmas number ones in 1963, 65, and 67, giving them the record for the most Christmas number ones. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer has only been around since 1939. The story of Santa's sleigh being pulled by reindeer has been around for a while, but Rudolph only joined the gang in 1939. Rudolph was created by Robert L. May for the retailer Montgomery Ward, who gave out coloring books every Christmas. The story of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was rejected at first because back in the 1930s, a red nose was considered to be a sign of somebody being drunk. The gold chocolate coins we receive at Christmas are to represent the gold St. Nicholas supposedly gave to the poor. Czech Republicans are very superstitious. A table at Christmas must be made of even numbers, otherwise the one without a partner will die. In 1942, Irvin Berlin wrote White Christmas. The Bing Crosby version sold over 100 million copies worldwide, making it the best-selling Christmas single of all time. In December 1965, Jingle Bells was the first song broadcast in space from Gemini 6. A White Christmas isn't as unlikely as people think in the UK. 1 in 10 is the chance of a traditional English White Christmas. Santa Claus flying in the sleigh was an image dreamt up by the same man who created the Headless Horseman, and the image was made in 1819. Boxing Day is also celebrated as St. Stephen's Day. The first ever artificial Christmas tree was a German tree made of dyed goose feathers. In the 12 days of Christmas, all the gifts mentioned within the song add up to 365 gifts. To start with, you count all of the gifts mentioned, and there are a total of 364 gifts, which is just a little bit a lot for a Christmas present. So they would need 12 partridges, 22 doves, 30 hens, 36 calling birds, 40 golden rings, 42 geese, 42 swans, 40 maids, 36 ladies, 30 lords, 22 pipers, and 11 drummers. In the US, there are 3 billion Christmas cards sold annually. The average Christmas tree before its sale will grow for 15 years. During the holiday period, around 28 sets of Lego sets are sold per second. In 1962, the first US Christmas postage stamp went on sale. Eggnog apparently derives from egg grog, which means an egg and rum drink. St. Nicholas was originally a stern, harsh man holding a birch branch who symbolized discipline. A Yule log is quite literally a giant log that is burnt during the 12 days of Christmas. Milk and cookies derives from an old Dutch tradition of leaving food for St. Nicholas on feast day. Christmas was first recognized in the U.S. in 1836, the first state being Alabama and the last was Oklahoma in 1970. And that's all for today, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye!